Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, normally during the top of the hour breaks and most of the other breaks, I'm doing things. I'm busy. I'm making phone calls. I'm running the farm during the commercial breaks here at USA Prepares. During the top of the hour break, I decided to listen to the news. I just sat here in the studio. I didn't move. They dropped the story. Top of the hour news dropped the story about the murder by the cop in Minnesota. So I went to Drudge Report. That story's there, but it's kind of in the middle of the page. And yeah. Yeah. The story is in the middle of the page as if it doesn't make a lot of, there's not a lot of import to it. Well, it's not true. This could be the event that kicks off the second American Revolution. Because it's just one more example of how the system is abusing us. Now, we're being abused, we're being spied on, we're being locked down, we have been infected with a virus, we've been told that you can't go to work, we've been told that the meat supply is infected, the food chain has been broken, the supply chain has been broken, factories have been shut down, people have lost their jobs. If you work in a restaurant, you have no chance of earning the income that you used to earn. You can't get a haircut. I mean, a lot of damage has been caused by the coronavirus and the ensuing corona panic. We said it would happen, and it happened. So now the big story is that people have had it, and this is one more thing. And I'm not trying to minimize the egregious murder of this man. I'm not trying to minimize that at all. I think it's outrageous. I think that the police should be tried, and if found guilty by a jury of their peers, or of U.S. peers, they should pay the penalty. And I think the penalty should be execution for murder. That's my opinion. But while they're awaiting their execution, they should be put in prison with prisoners, and the prisoners should know that these guys are cops and what the cops did. The prisoners are going to find out right away. And life is going to be really unsafe for these cops. Kind of as it is when we, the villagers, get put in prison, right? This is an absolute outrage. It's just one more dot that we're connecting about how bad things really are. Oh, you've got Apple's Siri listening in on things that you are saying in the privacy of your own home. Apple admits it. Apple's CEO is a homo. Tim Cook, he's a homo. Paul Lynde, I think he was on a television show called Hollywood Squares. And he was a homo. And if you did any research about Paul Lynde, you'll find out that he had a lot of relationships. Many with male escorts. Now, could you trust a guy who pays for services from other men? Could you trust him? We've got Ellen DeGeneres. We've got Tim Cook. We got a lot of homos in positions of authority, in positions of prestige, and positions of fame. We're going down. It's wrong. I wouldn't trust Tim Cook as far as I could throw a piano. And he's the CEO of Apple Computer. I think Steve Jobs must be turning over in his grave, watching what Apple has become. A spy corporation, spying on people. Apple has admitted that they have people that they've hired to listen to what has been picked up by Siri. Recordings over the airwaves to Apple's servers, and people are reviewing them. Bedroom sounds, bedroom discussions, dinner table discussions, things that are none of Apple's business, but yet they're going on. And the government hasn't shut them down. Why is that? Where are Apple phones made? In communist China. Why hasn't the government shut them down? Because they're all working together. Against who? I guess that would be us. I'm doing my best to be careful about what I'm saying. Mrs. Finelli asked me to be careful about what I'm saying. Because she knows what I might say.
Yeah, we are aware on this show of who listens to this show. I think I emailed you earlier about that, Vincent. I think we're going to go into that in a minute, aren't we? So,
yes.
When you're ready.
No, yeah. I'm ready right now. So the Drudge Report, you know, I just want to tell you, they have failed us on this. Matt Drudge, you failed us on this. You know, he used to carry the really news that's important. Number one headline on your Drudge Report right now, Matt Drudge, is about the president's tweet or tweets. That's what's number one. Middle of the page is a story about murder. The number one story should be about the rioting and the murder in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, why is it that the mainstream media has minimized this? Because they know if they really carried it, this would spread all over the country. It would be the shot heard around the world, the second American Revolution. So the mainstream media is delaying by minimizing the coverage, in my opinion, of this murder. And what does the mayor Jacob Frey of Minneapolis say? He calls the events, quote, wrong at every level, end quote, saying that the officers involved failed in the most basic human sense. But Mayor Jacob Frey, it starts with you. It starts with you. And what are you going to do about it? Before the city government gets dismantled. And I think the city government should be dismantled. Everybody, every single person should be fired. Everybody. Start over. Rebuild. But nobody who is a former police officer or a former government employee should be part of the new City of Minneapolis Corporation. Nobody. Start over. And it only needs to be like 5% the size that it was. It doesn't need to be as big as it was. It's abusive. They don't need all these buildings. If you go to Springfield, Missouri, and you go to look at the Springfield Police Department, it's a bunker. They've got these concrete pilings to prevent somebody from driving a 18-wheeler through the building. Why do they need that? because they're afraid. Why is it that when you go into the police department, you find that the police are behind bulletproof glass? Why is that? Because they're afraid. What are they afraid of? They're afraid that somebody might retaliate for all the fines, punishments, abuses, etc., that have been meted out over the years by people in uniforms. That's what they're concerned about. Think about it. I don't relish the idea that we are going to see rioting, but it seems to me that the government corporations are pushing. And eventually people are going to lose their tempers in a big way all across the country. And this tragic, senseless murder is just one event that will be the cause of it. But there are many of them. Steve Engel is a USA Prepares instructor. Lives in Hayes City, Kansas. Knock on the door late at night. He looks out his window. It's near midnight. We covered this on USA Prepares. Looks out the window of his city house. He sees it's the cops. He had his .45 in his hand. He holds, so instead of having his .45 in his right hand with his finger near the trigger, he transfers it to his left hand, holds the .45 by the muzzle with his left hand, opens his front door with his right hand. The police are there, two cops. One yells, he's got a gun. They drag him out and beat him up. And what do the cops say? Well, we got a 9/11 call. He said, nobody called. Nobody called the cops. They said, well, we got a call and we have to investigate. So, because he answered the door, he had a gun in his hand, unable to shoot it because it was in his left hand, held by the muzzle, they beat him up and put him in the hospital. And what happens? Steve Engel gets charged with assault on two police officers with a deadly weapon. They beat him up. And he gets charged. So, and of course you know the story about Mike Parsons. They came after him with a SWAT team. He was on the run. They put him in, he's been in and out of jail and prison for 5 years or more. So the governor of Tennessee, he's a political prisoner, Mike Parsons. We need to release him right now. Right now. He hasn't hurt a single person. Release Mike Parsons. That's three USA Prepares instructors right there. Gwyneth, you've had your share with the blue team.
Yep.
Where would you like to go?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You know something? Here in Australia, we are on our own brink of our own, systemic collapse of government. We are on the brink of being taken over here in Victoria, by the Chinese Communist Party, because our state premier, Daniel Andrews, has come out and publicly said that he's going to borrow $25 billion from the Chinese Communist Party to build roads and bridges.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class tomorrow, it's going to be just me. I'll be teaching a class on tips that I've learned over the last 68 years. And if you have been in class with us, and if you have followed any of our tips and suggestions, I'd like to encourage you to call in tomorrow and share with us if you've had success or if you've had failure with the things that we said work for us. So, pro and con, I'd love to hear from you. If you found that some of the things that you learned here made sense for you and they work well, or if they don't work. And if they don't work, maybe I'll be able to address why they didn't work, and maybe we can correct that situation. And the number for tomorrow is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Other than that, I'd prefer not to take calls tomorrow. Just calls about if you have tried things that we've suggested and if they worked or didn't work. So tomorrow will be me teaching class. Other than that, no calls. But calls regarding tips are certainly welcome, the ones that you've tried that we've suggested. Okay, Gwyneth, you mentioned that your government corporation has gotten in bed with the Chi-Coms about roads. What's that all about?
Okay, our premier, Daniel Andrews, has committed high treason by by borrowing $25 billion off the Chinese Communist Party to basically build roads and bridges and other infrastructure. Okay? This is a credit card scam on a massive scale by the Chinese government. They've done it all over the world. And if anybody wants to research the scam that they run to enslave whole countries, they can, you know, go to Wikipedia and search Belt and Road, okay? And they will come up with the playbook that the Chinese are using in Victoria. And it has got the American intelligence community so upset that they are threatening to close down all their facilities all through Australia because of that. Because they, oh my gosh, the Chinese communists are pure evil. And Daniel Andrews, who is our state premier, he's a little communist. We've known that for some time. I'm sure that he's been cheating on his elections to get voted in, and I've got a message for the Chinese Communist Party, okay? If you come in and think that you can do in the state of Victoria what you have done all over the rest of the world, you have got another thing coming. Because this state is the home of Ned Kelly. This state is the home of the Eureka Stockade, which was a revolution that happened in the early days of colonial Australia, where the British government basically taxed the daylights out of the gold miners. This is the home of another war that the Victorian gold miners had against the Chinese, and we walloped their backsides back during the 19th century, during the gold rush years here in Victoria. And if you think that we are going to bend over and pass you the jar of Vaseline, you have got another thing coming, because Victorians will not put up with it, and neither will any other Australian. I can tell you something about Australians, Vincent. I think I wrote this quote in an email to you earlier, but I don't know if I did, so I'm going to just say it on air. Field Marshal Erwin Rommel was one of Adolf Hitler's senior generals, okay? And he was afraid of almost nothing. But he said, this was one of the top generals of Adolf Hitler, said, if you want to take a country, give it to the Australians and they will take it. And if you want to keep a country, give it to the New Zealanders and they will keep it. And that is a quote from Erwin Rommel. And I would urge all Australians to see this move for the treason.
You know what's really smart?
We'll be right back.
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Florida later today to witness something America hasn't seen in nearly a decade, as two American astronauts will launch to the International Space Station, weather permitting, from U.S. soil. For the first time since 2011, they'll be in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule sent into orbit by a Falcon 9 rocket from a NASA launch pad at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX founder Elon Musk says it does weigh heavily on him that this will be the first SpaceX mission involving human lives.
You know, I was asking them just a few hours ago, it's like, you guys feel good about this? Is there anything you want us to do? And, man, they're cool as a cucumber. I mean, they're just like nerves of steel.
Musk was speaking there on CBS's This Morning. Nevada casinos will be able to reopen on the 4th of June, with card tables and slot machines having to be behind plexiglass barriers. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Applications for loans to buy homes rose 9% last week in America, the sixth straight week of gains, and they're up more than 50% since early April. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume rose by 2.7% last week, as refinance applications slipped 0.2%, as refis are still 176% higher than a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edging up 1 basis point to 3.42%. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, no longer technically royals, but they are reportedly worried about their family's safety after drones have been making repeated flights over their home in the Hollywood Hills in recent weeks. The couple has reportedly told police some flyovers have been as low as 20 feet above their property so as to try to get photos of them and their young son, Archie. The Daily Beast citing a source saying that Meghan and Harry have been putting up with unimaginable levels of press intrusion at the home where they're temporarily residing. They've reported at least 5 drone flyovers to police, most recently this past Monday. And the MLB has presented an economic proposal to its players as the two sides are trying to work towards a deal to begin the 2020 season. ESPN's reporting the highest paid players would still receive less than 40% of their full season salaries. The players' union has not yet made a decision on the proposal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, top.
Why keep it?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Gwyneth, you've been talking about treason in Australia with the government working with the communist Chinese. Here's just something to consider, class. So if you look at Chinese steel, it's substandard. Okay, steel is used in concrete, and steel is used in road making, in some instances, curbing, bridges, pilings, things like that. reinforced steel or reinforcing steel for concrete. And I can tell you for a fact that the steel that I see that the Chinese are using is substandard. I have a bunch of tools that came from the Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight, all imported from China. And I break the wobble bits easily. They're weak. I have never broken an extension made in the United States of America, whether it be an SK Wayne, a Craftsman, a Husky. I've never broken one. But the Chi-Com ones, sold by Harbor Freight, they break all the time. Breaker bars, wrenches, ratchets, they fail. Why? Because of substandard steel. If you look at the Troy-built Super Bronco rototiller, it has a Chi-Com engine, a Chinese gasoline engine. The gas tank is made out of steel, and it rusts from the inside. The gas tank rusts from the inside. Have you ever seen an American-made gas tank on a lawnmower or a riding tractor or a lawn tractor or any American-made gas tank rust from the inside? Of course not. The Chinese products are substandard. If you look at the Chi-Com General Electric microwave oven, they have the one that's sold by Walmart. Brand name General Electric. The paint on the inside of the microwave ovens flakes off and lands in the food. Why? Because the Chi-Coms have figured out they don't need to sand and prime the steel before they paint it. You know, the way the Americans do. They can avoid that whole step. And then the microwaves bouncing around inside the steel cabinet cause the paint to flake off and fall in the food. Substandard Chinese manufacturing. I can't think of anything that they do where they haven't taken out material, meaning if they use a pound of plastic to make a product, the Chinese can figure out how to do it with 8/10 of a pound. If it takes a pound of steel, they can do it with 8/10 of a pound. And the products fail quickly. And the rototiller tines on a Troy-built rototiller, the ones that are made in China, break in half. They literally break in half. Now, the American rototiller tines, if you hit something really, really hard, you might bend the tine. You might bend it. But it's not going to break. When I say break, I mean it breaks to the point where the tine is missing. And you have to pick it out of the garden. How do I know this? Because I have a Troy-built Chi-Com rototiller. Super Bronco. It's absolute junk. Absolute junk. It's a real chore to keep that thing working. And what do they sell for? $699 plus tax, 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 and tax. Troy-Built has sold us out as well. So has everybody else. Dial soap. Dial soap used to be 5 ounces, then 4 ounces, now 3.2 ounces. Huh. How's that happen? Does somebody say, you know what, I think the soap is too big? You know, it doesn't fit in our hands anymore. So let's make it fit the hand. Let's take off 20%. What I'm telling you is everything's falling apart. Everything. And selling out to the communist Chinese is unacceptable. So what do? Next election, if you decide to vote, never re-elect anyone. I'm not saying anything different from what I've been saying in the past. Never re-elect anyone. Go ahead.
The votes around here are rigged in this state, okay? Everybody hates Daniel Andrews. Everybody hates Scott Morrison as well. Okay? The people hate their politician, but they keep getting re-elected because the votes are all rigged. Okay? And what needs to happen is this. The Victoria police need to stop acting like the dishonorable scumbags that they have been. Okay? They need to go and arrest Daniel Andrews. And they need to put charges of high treason on him. Okay? Because that's what he's guilty of. But they won't do that because they're employed by Daniel Andrews. Okay? And that's probably sold out to the Chinese as well. But I've got a message for the Victoria Police, okay? And this is my message. If you think that you are going to get some sort of lapdog reward from the Chinese for selling out to them and betraying your own countrymen, you have got another thing coming, because the Chinese operate according to their own playbook, which is called the Communist Manifesto, and it's also, they've got another one as well, which is called The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And I haven't got the Communist Manifesto, but I have got The Art of War, and I've read it. And you know what Chinese communists are going to do to the Victoria Police once they get in power is they are going to thoroughly purge all of the Victoria Police members that helped them to get in where they are, and they will probably execute them. I'm not even kidding. That's not a threat. I'm just telling you what the communist Chinese playbook is. That's how they operate. That's what they do when they take over a country. And if you, Victoria Police members, had any brains whatsoever, you would fight these people tooth and nail. You would turn a blind eye to all our tyrannical gun laws. You would make sure that every Victorian household had firearms and ammunition. And to the people in the underworld, in the Melbourne underworld especially, I want to speak to you now. I would like to say, if you think that by cooperating with the Chinese that you're going to get ahead, you've got another thing coming, because they do not put up with any opposition, and that includes underworld figures. Yes, they will allow you to help them get into power, but once they're there, they'll purge you too. They'll purge everybody who helped to get them there, including Daniel Andrews, including any underworld figures that have helped them, including the Victoria Police. They'll purge you all, and they will put their own puppet government in. That's what they do. That's how they operate. And the most sensible thing for people in the Melbourne underworld to do is to fight these people and to enable regular Victorians to fight these people in whatever way they can come up with. I'm not suggesting any ideas. You can come up with your own ideas. But I would say that is probably the best chance is if the Victorian people realize that they are in desperate, desperate, desperate danger and make up their mind that they are going to fight these people. That is the only hope that this state has. And we need to all get on our knees and we need to pray to repentance to God. And we need to stop cooperating with the abortionists, because at the moment in this state, every single child that is born in this state at the moment is handled, first of all, by a mass murderer abortionist. Okay? Because at the moment, the way that the law stands here in Victoria, if you're an obstetrician or a gynecologist, and you refuse to do an abortion, you can be sued by the woman that you refuse an abortion to, and she will probably win, and you'll lose your medical license and get a big fine. So that basically means that every obstetrician and every gynecologist in the whole state is an abortionist. We need to get on our knees, and we need to repent before God, because that's why this judgment is coming on us. Because of that, and because of other reasons, we've just put up with so much. We have allowed the state to rob us of our children. We have allowed the state to rob us of our guns. We have allowed the state to murder our baby. You know, we've just allowed so much over the years, and it needs to stop. We need to get some moral compass. We need to get some intestinal fortitude. We need to get on our knees and repent before God and start doing things His way. And then we need to resist these Chinese evil people with all our might, all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength in the way that is most appropriate for us. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure. Sure. And, class, I just want to let you know that maybe this is just a coincidence, but I came down hard on the Drudge Report for putting the story in the middle of the first page of the Drudge Report about the murder in Minneapolis. It's now on the top left of the main stories. They moved it up. Thank you, Matt Drudge. Thank you. You did the right thing. Thank you. Keep doing the right thing.
Yeah. Another thing, just what I remember, okay? Mike Pompeo has threatened to withdraw the U.S. intelligence community from the from Australia. I would urge him not to do that, okay, for the sake of his own self-preservation. Because if he does that, then America will lose its eye in the Southern Hemisphere. That means there will be no U.S. space program. That means that basically they will be completely unable to keep their eye on half the world. Because it's the U.S. intelligence facilities that enable certain people like the Chinese communists to be monitored by the American intelligence community. What he needs to do instead is he needs to do what he's done, what his organization, being the CIA, has done in dozens of other countries all over the world. He needs to make sure that the population is able to be in a position to maintain those American intelligence facilities on their own. Because I'll tell you something about Australians.
We'll be right back. Gwyneth, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, an update. CBS Minnesota on the website. Headlines. It's real ugly. Protesters clash with Minneapolis police after George Floyd's death. I watched the video during the break. And I'm sure you've seen the images of the presidential inauguration. You know, the Washington is absolutely mobbed with people. Wall to wall. Thousands of people. You know, you've seen the aerial shots of that, right? That's what it looks like in Minneapolis right now. Thousands and thousands of people lining the streets. And so what are the police doing? Why do what they always do? They're literally firing flashbang grenades into where people are. They have declared war. The police have declared war on we the people. You can see these flashbang grenades being launched. They look like fireworks until they hit the ground and explode. Right where people are. What are the people doing? Well, they're picking up anything they can to throw back at the police. It hasn't started yet, but it might. I'm not advocating it, but it might. The police have guns on their gun belts. They're in riot gear. What's going to happen when the police find out that fire is being returned? What's going to happen? I guess National Guard might be called in. And then what's going to happen when other cities see exactly what's happening in Minneapolis? When I said that this could be the shot heard around the world for the second American Revolution, I was not kidding. It's escalating. And why is it escalating? Because the police are escalating it. That's why. The more the police antagonize the protesters, the more furious the protesters are getting. And the protesters outnumber the police, but the police right now outgun the protesters. I don't know if that's going to change or not. But America's had it. Absolutely had it. Politicians, nobody trusts them. Police, nobody trusts them. Do you really need the police? I told our police chief, I told our sheriff, do not come on our property. You are not welcome on our property. I told our sheriff that. I don't want the police here. What could they possibly do to help me? What? Gwyneth?
You know what, Vincent?
I'm exasperated.
I think that here in Australia, we have got our own war coming, that it is going to be a two-pronged battle. It's going to be we the people against our state and federal government. And it's also going to be we the people against the CHICOMs and the state, and I believe the federal government are going to side with the CHICOMs against we the people. That's how I can see this going down. And I think that people are going to really be at a disadvantage initially, but it is going to be 1776. All over again here in Australia, and that eventually we are going to settle into some type of, how can I say it, you know, US-style self-rule. I think that would, to call it Republican, that word Republican has been tainted as much as the word Democrat has been tainted. So I think that the best way to describe it, what I can see coming at the end of this, is American-style self-rule in Australia. And with our own constitution, with some constitutional amendments, like something approximating the First Amendment and something approximating the Second Amendment and something approximating the Third Amendment and the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, and so on and so forth down the track. But I think that it's going to be very, very nasty here in Australia. But we, the people of Australia, will win. Because it's going to be a Mad Max world here for quite some time when this thing finally kicks off. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just commentating on what I can see, okay? Because there are a lot of really, really hacked-off Victorians out there at the moment. They are feeling completely betrayed by the actions of their Premier, Daniel Andrews, and it's waking a lot of people up.
Gwyneth, let's make this absolutely clear, class. We are not advocating violence. Okay? However, we see it coming. And what Gwyneth said was absolutely right on the money. She said that the government is siding, you know, with the government. The other team is we the people. It's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be the government is the people. But now it's divided. Here and in Australia. It's clear as can be.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.